What's going on, everyone? Welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. And the Root is reporting yesterday that LA second graders received a math problem in regards to slavery. And they're reporting that a fiasco, a conniption, if you will, has taken place between the students and the district. Now, before I go into my side piece of the story, here's the story. Parents of students at Windsor Hills Elementary in LA, California are outraged that the second graders at the school received a math homework assignment last week that contained a word problem with racial undertones. NBC News reports that students received the following word problem as part of their math homework. The master needed 192 slaves to work on plantation in the cotton fields. The fields could fill 75 bags of cotton. Only 96 slaves were able to pick cotton for the day. The missus needed them in the big house to prepare for the annual picnic. How many more slaves are needed in the cotton fields? That was the math problem. And the story continues. Carol Gray's 7-year-old granddaughter had questions about her homework assignment on Thursday and showed it to her mother. Gray said she was shocked at what she said. Although it has racial undertones, I feel the worst undertone is, what are we teaching our children, Gray said. Windsor Hills is a gifted magnet school known for its math and science programs. Someone could have said, no, this is impossible, are we really giving this assignment, Gray said. Gray said the same assignment was given to all the second graders at the school since the start of last week. Wednesday's assignment reportedly involved a man being shipped, mailing himself to freedom. LAUSD Superintendent Michelle King issued a statement that said, in part, LA Unified is committed to providing a safe, welcoming, nurturing, and secure learning environment for our students. All employees are expected to treat students with respect. The district takes this matter seriously, is investigating it, and will take appropriate measures. I don't believe anybody was intentionally being malicious, but nobody was being cautious. Gray said that she has gotten an overwhelming response since posting the homework assignment on Facebook. I'm sure it's no coincidence that a homework assignment with a problem regarding slavery was given to young black students during Black History Month. For those who do not know, the Windsor Hills View Park area of Los Angeles is a predominantly black neighborhood. While more whites have moved into the area as of late, historically, it has been mostly black people, and that particular school has served a largely black population of students. In fact, 87.3% of students there identify as black American. To give second graders that type of homework assignment, especially with the egregious grammar errors and the problem using words like master, slave, cotton, and missus, and the phrase needed them in the big house at a time such as this, is inflammatory, racist, insensitive, and disgusting. Now, the story in itself is one thing. So far, pretty self-explanatory. But if you look at that picture here, what I'll do is I'll make it big on the screen so you can see what I'm looking at. But if you read that problem, notice the errors in that problem. Notice how they misspelled prepare, P-R-R-E-P-A-R-E. It makes you wonder, A, who came up with this? B, who proofread it? C, who approved it for the school? D, how long has it been in the school? Because this seems like some old busy work type stuff. And we've seen the movies, we've seen the stories, we've heard the horror stories of how kids in inner city schools get the old textbooks and run down messed up workbooks and stuff like that. This looks like one of those instances where they're just pulling something out the archives to get to these students as busy work for Black History Month. Look at it, read it. You can't tell me that it was something that was approved by Common Core. I think their proofreading system is a little bit more stringent than that. So, There's a problem with the school system. There's a problem with the school system and how it applies its resources to the different schools, especially schools of predominantly black people. Because honestly, if you wanted to have us to grasp the English language the way you want us to grasp the English language, maybe you should have the proper documentation, the proper textbooks and workbooks with it proofread completely so it is not filled with grammatical errors, spelling errors, and historical, as you would call, anomalies. Things that never really did happen, even though it did, but whatever. Now let's not forget that Texas has done a good job in taking slavery out of textbooks. So one thing gonna lead to another, and black people are gonna have no identity in America. Not even the initial identity of as a slave. They won't even have that, because that'll be gone. They'll be like, somehow you were something in Africa and you just somehow came to America, who knows how, and you worked willfully. And you were well taken care of. You were well taken care of. So yes, as far as that story goes, it is wrong for them to issue that kind of work, especially in today. It is 2017. Reconstruction is over. We're not back in Reconstruction, so we think. We're not back in Reconstruction. But somehow, old, outdated curriculum resources is being fed into these inner city schools, being fed to these predominantly black schools that have less resources to actually benefit their students than the other schools do, and of course the private schools. I bet you this school right here would be one of the schools that Betsy DeVos shut out. You know, that's her thing. She's anti-public school, and they already talked about eliminating the whole Department of Education as a whole itself. She'd be the perfect person to chair that. They're going to eliminate Department of Education. It's going to be Department of Private Charter Schools or whatever it's going to call. Because she's not going to just be without a job. She got that title somehow, some way, for a reason. She's going to be reassigned. The department's going to be renamed, retitled, repackaged, refed to the American public as the new standard of education or whatever they want to call it. Institution, who knows? Training. Say goodbye to the public schools. If we have stuff like this being fed to the students, second graders, we're saying it's okay to have slaves. Master said this, master said that, mister said this, need you in the big house, go pick cotton. Second graders, we're already feeding them young. Second graders, it's okay to have slaves. It's okay to be a slave. Things happen. Everybody plays their role in life, right? Anyway, I'm Hassan Labdouni, signing out, TLE TV.